On today's show, we're going to outline five important questions you should ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement plan right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Well, I know that Hank Williams Jr. said in his song, A Country Boy Can't Survive, interest is up and the stock market's down. And that was the early 80s. We're kind of feeling that same thing, you know, along with inflation. Now, we're going to, with Marty Neville, factor in how we need to consider this and meet these challenges in our retirement plan. It is Financial Safari with Marty Neville, who is the president of Smart Money Solutions and the author of the Amazon bestseller, Retirement Smart America. Well, Marty, I mean, we do definitely have more financial challenges now than a few years ago.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, it's definitely a big problem, a big issue, especially with more and more people, you know, my age. I'm, you know, just about to turn 68, so everybody's getting ready to retire. All us baby boomers, we're all getting ready to retire at the same time.
Gen Xers too.
Not me. Don't fret, folks. I'm not retiring anytime soon. I love what I'm doing. I'm having a great time and traveling back and forth to Houston and Chicago and enjoying it. So, it has a huge, you know, negative impact on and everybody I've talked to. There's a lot of concern about it as well.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And we're going to look at some things that we need to make sure that we have in place. For instance. And this has really not so much to do with challenges, but just longevity. Do we have a long-term financial plan?
Yeah, that's, you know, really important to make sure you do have a long-term plan. You know, and that's the first thing I do for people when I meet with them is gather all the information I need to put together that plan that goes to age 100. You know, and it's a retirement plan, and it gives you that information and that knowledge and that confidence to know when you retire what to expect. So your income is going to be there, you know, your taxes are paid, your estate plan is in place, and the report is going to bear all that out. So it's really important to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, folks, and I'm not trying to sound condescending, if you don't have a plan, you need one. And I do them for you at no cost or obligation, because that's the deal. I mean, that's what I do for everybody I meet with. Is I put together that long-term comprehensive retirement income plan, guaranteed retirement income plan. So it's really important to have a plan in place to make sure that you know that inflation isn't going to eat you alive. Because when I do set up the plan, Dave, as we've talked about many times before, I factor inflation on your income. So I want your income to keep growing as you get older. Each and every year, you have a little bit more income, and it bears that out. So long term, it's a long term plan, so you can count on it.
Yeah, and that is very necessary. Now, looking at inflation, how do you factor that into that long term plan, Marty?
Well, you know, I have growth in your portfolio. I want your money to keep growing as well, and I have guaranteed growth in all of my programs that I put together for my clients. And I have growth in the income. So, you know, and it stands to reason, because Social Security has cost of living escalators. If you have a pension, hopefully your pension would have a cost of living escalator. You know, when you start taking distributions from your 401s and IRAs, you have to take out a little bit more every year. That's required. So, yes, you know, your income is going to continue to grow, and I want your income to grow. Things usually don't get cheaper. Look at the cost of, you know, homeowners and auto insurance these days, the cost of food, the cost of fueling up your car, just about everything you can imagine is costing more. And it's, you know, I mean, in Illinois, you know, it's over $4 a gallon for gas now. So it's just insane.
Yeah.
You know, just a few short years ago, it was less than $2 a gallon. And that diminishes your buying power. Your purchasing power is diminished greatly because of it. So, you know, I want to make sure that everything is built into the plan to make sure that you can account for that lack of buying power in your plan.
Yeah, and this is why Marty will talk to you about not only building the plan, but of course adding in flexibility, because sometimes tweaks are necessary. We've seen that, and changes in your life, changes out of Washington even, legislative changes. To get in front of Marty and talk about this, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Well, here's another question that we really should ask. I mean, are there things that we need to change now that we're doing, and maybe we need to tweak or change?
Well, the good news is, you know, interest rates are higher. So that means you can go to the bank and get a CD. I mean, I've talked to some clients, and they said that they found, you know, rates at 5.5%, which is pretty darn good these days to get that kind of an interest rate on your money guaranteed. For, you know, usually an 8-month or 12-month CD, that's pretty darn good. So yes, you know, interest on loans is higher too. So if you're getting a mortgage or refinancing your mortgage, don't get rid of that 2.75% mortgage that you might have had. You know, it's that's the one you want to keep. And so that's a great, you know, interest is up, so your mortgage rates went up. Same thing with credit card. If you have any credit card debt, interest rates on that, those credit cards, if you don't pay off that balance every month, that interest on those credit cards is substantially higher as well. So there's a lot of different things you might want to change. You know, if the stock market is extremely volatile, we're in a very, very contentious election season right now. There's a lot of unrest around the world, and there's wars going on and unrest everywhere. So that has a lot to do with, you know, anxiety that's happening in the volatility in the market. So I have a lot of clients, they're very nervous about that. And I, for understandable reasons, they're sitting on a lot of cash. So it's really important to, yes, would it be appropriate to change? In a lot of cases, yes, it would be appropriate to change at this point.
You know, and I mentioned that song, the interest is up, stock market's down, the line from that song. And you're actually right. It's the stock market is just very volatile. So another question to ask yourself is, am I properly diversified?
Well, you know, it's, should you even be in the market at this point? You know, if you're retired or getting ready to retire, should you even be in the market? Is that the right place for you to be when you're, you know, going to be on that that income that, you know, you're giving up that W-2 paycheck? Should you be in the stock market where there's no guarantees? Let's face it, there are no guarantees. It seems like every 10 years we have that 30 or 40 or 50% correction in the market, which we're still experiencing. You know, here we are, a 3-year correction that's been happening with this current administration. You know, doing all these negative things to the American people. So yes, you know, it's you know, your portfolio should be diversified away from the market, in my opinion. Not all your money, but a vast percentage of it should be in something that's safe, that's guaranteed, that's insured, it's protected. You can count on it being there.
That's it. Achieving that peace of mind in retirement. And there are many things that could give us peace of mind. And not only in retirement, this next thing, but in our lives, because things happen in our lives, and that is emergencies. Do we have proper emergency savings?
Right. I always talk to people, do you have an emergency fund? Do you have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 sitting on the side? It might not be earning much. But that's okay, as long as you have that cash available, because life happens, as we all know. Mm-hmm. It could be a family emergency. It could be children, grandchildren. It could be, you know, the roof needs to be, a tree fell on the roof from a storm that we might have had, or the car breaks down, the hot water heater goes out, something happens. You know, it's always good to have that emergency fund to pay for those little contingencies in life that happen, some big, some small. And I usually make sure that, you know, all my clients, I if you don't have an emergency fund, make sure that you're saving for one. You know, put that $20,000, that $30,000 on the side for life's little contingencies, and you know, big and small contingencies. It's really important to have that, you know, have some cash in the house, but also have that extra $20,000 or so in the bank that you can access at a moment's notice if need be.
A great opening to the show, Marty, because what you've talked about, the importance of having a long-term financial plan, factoring inflation, any tweaks necessary to the plan that you have, or even more drastic changes, proper diversification, or maybe considering going the safety route altogether and building up emergency savings and more. That's what Marty will talk to you about in a comprehensive review, which you can schedule now at no cost, no obligation.
That's right, Dave. And making sure that that plan is going to be, you know, is flexible. So it's not written in stone, because, you know, life happens. And when life happens, you've got to, you know, you've got to adjust to it. So the plan is very flexible. It's not something that you don't, you can't change. We can modify it and amend it as needed. So give me a call. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number and you leave me a short message, and I will call you back after the show today, and we'll set up a time to get together, either on the phone or at the office. I have offices throughout the entire area, and we could set up a time that's convenient for both of us and put together that guaranteed lifetime income plan that's long-term, that's, you know, not, that's custom-tailored to your specific needs, wants, goals, and desires in the future. So call me now. Again, my number is 888-519-9096. Bear in mind, I am a couple weeks out, but I do have openings here and there and cancellations, so I can fit you in, and we'll make sure that we take care of you, whatever your needs are and whatever your concerns are. 888-519-9096.
And it's at no cost, no obligation. It is comprehensive because everything Marty just talked about and more, like maximizing Social Security, looking at proactive tax strategies, looking ahead to what could be a 30-plus year retirement, protective components in the area of health care, the possibility of long-term care, all that will be discussed. 888-519-9096. It is a complicated financial world, and we are facing challenges, and Marty knows that. And Marty, when he meets with you, of course, his area of focus is retirement planning, and he realizes that everyone is different. So it's a custom approach, and that is the phase of your life Marty will talk to you about. So if you're near retirement, maybe you've just retired, not feeling total confidence in what you have in place, this is a great opportunity. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. It's Financial Safari. We are just getting started. What's next, Marty?
Well, you know, Dave, everybody makes mistakes. Making them in retirement can obviously be costly and obviously should be avoided. When we come back after the break, the five most common blunders people make, and we'll offer some suggestions on how to avoid them right after the break.
Cover mistakes and how to avoid these retirement mistakes. You know, there are no hard and fast rules in getting to retirement, but there's some mistakes people make that can have a negative impact on their retirement. That's this segment of Financial Safari with Marty Neville of Smart Money Solutions. His website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. You can do so much there. Learn about Marty, the firm. You can listen to the podcast as well and schedule with Marty there at smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Well, let's run through these mistakes, Marty. Number one, thinking you can beat the market, or for that matter, thinking that you have time to beat the market.
Well, you know, we just talked about that. Should you even be in the market to try and beat it? Even the professionals can't beat the market. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, 5 hours from now, 5 days from now. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And, you know, again, we've got a lot of unrest going on. We've got a very contentious election season. You know, they're trying to arrest one of the candidates and keep indicting him for all kinds of things that that they were doing. They're indicting the man, the wrong guy. So in any event, it's causing a lot of unrest and uncertainty. You know, the market is a very, very volatile place to be. And should you even be in the market? Well, don't try to, you know better. There's a lot of people out there, I have a lot of clients. They're very sophisticated investors. They know the market very, very well. And we actually compete. We put some of their money in my investment strategy and some of the money in their own strategy. And we compare every year and see how they did. And, they still can't beat the market. It's just something that you shouldn't even try to do. It's just not a good strategy. It's almost like a hope, and hope is not a good strategy to live by. So that's not how I put these plans together. I don't use hope as a strategy for any of my clients. I use things that are guaranteed, that are insured, that are protected, that are safe, and you can count on things being there. So don't. That is a mistake that is something that you should avoid doing.
As would be the next mistake, and that would be keeping it all in cash, because even though you'll talk to someone about good strategies outside of the market, there will be something other than just having it in cash.
Right. Well, having it in cash, it doesn't, even if it's just in a savings or a checking account, it doesn't keep up with inflation. So, some of these checking accounts and savings accounts, they're paying 1% or less. Having cash, if you have it in cash and it's in a CD and it's making 5-6%, don't forget, you're going to get that 1099 in January to have to pay income tax on that 5% CD. So you're going to net 3.12%. So you really have to take that into consideration. It's all taxable. So, there's alternatives, and there's other things that you can do that can make you more money and not have to worry about the volatility. And I'm talking about obviously an indexed annuity product, a fixed indexed annuity product, because it has guaranteed growth built into it, 6-7% guaranteed compounded interest on an annual basis. My God, go find that on a regular basis if you can. And you don't have to worry. And it's an index product, so it's following the markets. It's following an index, but it's not in the market. So you don't have to worry that if the market goes backwards, you're going to go backwards with it. You're protected from that. That's the whole idea, is to protect you from that. So, keeping your money in cash is not necessarily a good idea. We talked about this earlier, too, having that emergency fund, making sure you do have some cash available. Mm-hmm. So for those little contingencies of life that are going to happen, you want to make sure you have cash on hand. But that's where an emergency fund comes in. But not having all your money in cash, that's usually not a good strategy.
Right. Properly proportioned. And as Marty said, he does not use hope as a strategy. He'll talk to you about what could be really good strategies for you when you come get in front of Marty. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Mistake number three, putting a little bit of money in a lot of places. I mean, can you be over-diversified or overlap diversified?
Well, that's an interesting, scenario, because I do have a lot of clients that over the years have put money over here and put money over there and put money in this place and that place. And the next thing you know, they have 10, 12 accounts, and it's hard to keep track of all that. And it ends up being confusing as you get older of trying to maintain it all. So, I've been doing, amazingly enough, I've been doing a lot of consolidations, or taking those three or four or five IRAs that they've had and that they've put in certain places over the years, and we're consolidating them into one, which is a smart idea. This way you know where all your money is, and if you need, to take your distributions, you take your distributions from one source instead of 10 sources. So yes, it could be just confusing and difficult to manage eventually, is having your money in all kinds of different places. Yes, it's good to have different accounts for different things, but within reason. It's just like anything else, moderation, mm-hmm. Everything in reason, within reason.
Exactly. This next mistake, and this could be counted really as a lifestyle mistake in many ways, steering too clear of your savings. In other words, people just afraid to touch it. I mean, at the expense of enjoying their retirement.
Right, right, exactly. They want to leave a legacy. They want to leave money to their kids, and it's we've talked about this how many times in the past, Dave. I'm not worried about your kids. They'll let them survive on their own, just like you did.
Right.
I know times are different and things are different these days. It's not like it was, 30 years ago, 40 years ago when we first got started out. But that's the biggest concern I have is people, they're not enjoying their, they worked hard, they sacrificed, they saved, they put that money on the side, and now they don't want to use it. So you've got to get in the habit of enjoying life. You worked hard, you did what you needed to do, you raised your families, you did whatever was appropriate at the time, and now it's your turn. That's the way I approach this whole thing, is it's all about you. It's your turn. It's your time for you to enjoy life. So, yeah, don't steer too clear of your own savings. Mm-hmm. It's all about you. It's for you. You did it for yourself. And don't, your kids will survive. They'll get what's left whenever you're done using it, mm-hmm. which is at your death. When you're done using it, they'll get the balance. And don't be so concerned about leaving them you know, all kinds of money so they can be live happily ever after. You know, what you should be living happily ever after. You're the one that worked hard for it, so you should be the one enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work so hard to get to four, if not. The fifth mistake here, and I'm guessing you're meaning not, you know, being hesitant to leave the house maybe you raised the family in, feeling trapped by real estate.
Well, there's a couple different ways to approach that. You know, real estate rich, cash poor. You know, I have a lot of clients, they like to invest in real estate. They have, you know, several buildings, it's great income, and they can count on it. Plus, they have equity they're building on those properties. But at the same token, yes, you know, don't feel like you have to stay in that house, the big house that you raised your family in and that you've been living in for 30 years. You know, don't forget that it's expensive to maintain that house. It's getting older. It may need new appliances. It may need a new washer and dryer. It might need a new roof. It might need new windows, and you know, those, all that's very expensive to maintain. Plus the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance. You know, you might want to consider. And I've had this conversation with many a client, downsizing, making your life easier and simplify your life a little bit. You know, not worrying about, you know, who's gonna mow the lawn this week if you don't have somebody, or the expense of having your landscaping done. It's all, you know, part and parcel of having that real estate. So there's a couple different ways, you know, to approach it. And, you know, don't feel like you're, you know, under the thumb of your own real estate, of your own home. So if you need to downsize a little bit and make life a little easier and maintenance free, there's a lot of places out there that are maintenance free, so you can really make your life a lot easier. It might sound difficult, and it might seem like it's an impossible feat, and you know, it's hard to move. Yeah, it's hard to move. You know, you're comfortable where you've been for 30 years, but at the same time, it's something that you really should consider at a certain point.
Of course, the one thing now, and for the last couple of years, I guess, interest rates would make people hesitant also where they are now.
Right. Well, you know, chances are a lot of my clients, you know, they have their house paid off, or they're close to having it paid off, and don't pay it off in any event. And we've talked about this on the show also, you know, don't be paying off your house, especially if you have one of those 2.5% or 3% mortgages. It's
right.
You can make a lot more than 2.5% or 3% in certain investments, a lot of investments. There's no reason to take the savings and pay off your mortgage, but you could sell the house. You know, you probably have a lot of equity built up in it, and if you're going to buy a townhouse or a condominium or something smaller, you could use the equity to make that purchase. So it's something to take into consideration, and you know, don't feel like you're trapped. Don't feel like you should have to stay where you're at if it's not appropriate.
Right. Well, those are really, I mean, good mistakes. And I can see you probably see those a lot when you first meet with someone and then work accordingly with them if they go forward with you to correct those. But the opportunity to find out, it's just good to know. And here's a chance to know, to get in front of Marty, schedule a comprehensive review. You can do that now, and at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. And that's the key, is there's no cost or obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to say bring your checkbook to pay me for my services. I get paid by the companies I work with. So call me now. My number is 888-519-9096. You'll hear my friendly voice on the recording when you do call that number. Just simply leave me a short message, your name and phone number, and I will call you back after the show. We'll set up a time to put together a custom tailored plan that's just for you and what you're trying to accomplish in your retirement. So that's what it's all about, folks, enjoying life. And I'm going to make sure that everybody I meet with, everybody I put together a plan, they're going to have a good, comfortable retirement and enjoy their quality of life in retirement. So call me now. Again, my number is 888-519-9096. I am a couple weeks out. Keep that in mind. But I do have cancellations, and I do have openings here and there that I could fit you in and make sure that we can do a custom tailored plan just for you. 888-519-9096.
And it's going to be a comprehensive review. And the great thing is, it's going to be about you. And we've said this before. If you don't go forward with Marty, still, this meeting can result in a report Marty will put together for you. That's really showing you what your roadmap to retirement can look like and what Marty feels like it maybe should. Because this the strategies that he will suggest, he feels are in your best interest. So again, to schedule 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Marty, what's up after the break?
We're all familiar with fake news or misleading stories or those allegedly well-meaning people that have all the answers to questions you haven't even asked yet. The problem is much of that advice is probably bad advice or just plain wrong and should be ignored. The details after the break.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Marty warned us of bad financial advice on social media, and man, there's plenty of that. But also, you could run into it anywhere, and it could be well-meaning people, and I'm sure maybe in the majority of cases it is, but it doesn't mean it's going to be accurate. Marty's going to knock down some of the advice you may get about retirement. In this segment of Financial Safari, Marty Neville, Smart Money Solutions, his book, Retirement Smart America. You got a copy of that when you meet with Marty. So let's start with the first thing you may hear out there in the world. Social Security is dying, so you may as well claim benefits as early as possible.
Yeah, well, everybody, you know, your neighbor has, you know, all the answers, right? Or that one person you've been dealing with has all the answers. And yeah, I hear that all the time. People are concerned about Social Security running out and not being there. And we've talked about this. Yeah, Social Security, there's an issue there. And the politicians haven't acted on it yet because, let's face it, it's not a crisis. It's not an emergency that they need to deal with yet. There's still several years that they have been making a couple changes to it, but I don't think it's going anywhere, folks. People ask me this all the time. Social Security is not going anywhere. We've all paid into the system. The politicians have been using the Social Security Trust Fund as their personal piggy bank for how many years? And all they have to do is replace the $2 or $3 trillion that they borrowed from it, and it'll be solvent and it'll be fine. But it will be dealt with again when it becomes a crisis and an emergency. That's when the politicians seem to all of a sudden look up and see that it needs to be dealt with.
Right.
But I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't think that we're gonna, you know, it's gonna, they're gonna stop, you know, giving Social Security benefits to all of us that we're entitled to them. It's an entitlement, folks. It's not welfare. It's something we paid into that we're entitled to have that benefit. They're gonna change it. No doubt about it. There's gonna be changes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, they're gonna probably raise the retirement age and do some other things and make it a little more needs based and reduce benefits, but. It's not going away. That's a bad rumor that's been circulating for a long time, and I don't think we have anything to worry about as far as Social Security going away.
Yeah, and you know they say if they don't do something by 2033 or 34, they may have to reduce benefits. I have a hard time seeing that even happening.
Yeah, they've been using the trust fund as a piggy bank. You know, to pay for pet projects for so many years, so that's one of the reasons that the trust fund is so-called running dry, is because, you know, they haven't been funding it properly. Number one, and number two, they've been borrowing the money from it, and so all they have to do is replace it. But it's going to be, you know, again, they haven't dealt with it yet. Full force yet, because again, it's still 7-8 years away, 10 years away before it becomes a crisis or it becomes an emergency situation. And when it becomes an emergency situation, then they deal with it. It's the same thing that they deal with every year, you know, with the supposed shutdown.
Right.
You know, it's an emergency. Well, we're going to have to work an extra hour this week, as legislators to solve this problem that we created. So we don't shut down the government. And so it becomes an emergency. They deal with the problem and bingo, they solve the problem.
Yep.
And the same thing will happen with Social Security. It's, It's not an emergency yet. Yes, it's looming. It's definitely looming out there, and it's gonna have to be dealt with eventually. But it's not that in that crisis mode yet that they have to worry about it yet.
Well, here's Marty's moral to that story. Don't make a claiming decision based on some, you know, Chicken Little you hear out on the street. You see, Marty, I mean, that's part of that process is making the best Social Security claiming decisions that would be for you and maximizing that. So to do that and more, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. All right, here's the next piece of questionable advice you may get out there. You're safe to withdraw 4% of your savings every year?
Well, that's true. You know, we talked about this recently on the show. When you turn 73, and it's actually going up to 75, those are the years for your required minimum distributions from your IRAs and 401ks and all the other retirement accounts, the amount you have to take out is 4%. So, you know, the 4% rule still holds true. But if you're making 6 or 7% on your money, which you can with my programs, if you're making 6 or 7% and you're taking out 4%, guess what? You're still making money. And your account's not depleting. It could be because your account's still growing. It might not be growing, you know, by 6 or 7% because you're taking out 4%, but that's the minimum that you're going to be earning. And if the market does well, again, this is an index product, so it's following market indexes, but it's not in the market. So if the market does well, you'll do well too. And the 6 or 7% that my program offers is the minimum that you're going to earn. So, yes, the taking out of 4%, that's a good rule of thumb to live by, and it depends on what your needs are. And that's what when we do sit down, that's one of the questions I ask is how much income do you need on an annual basis? And then I look at the different sources of income that you have. Social Security is one. RMDs from your retirement accounts, if you have a pension, if you have interest and dividend income, other different sources of income, we have to calculate all that into the mix to make a determination as to how much you need to take. Most of my clients, when it comes to their retirement accounts and their IRAs and 401ks and whatnot, they usually want to just take out the minimum, which is 4%, starting at 4% when you turn 73. So that is a good rule of thumb, folks.
That one's not bad then.
Yeah, I like to live by that one because, you know, the 4% rule applies just to your RMDs on your retirement accounts. So you don't forget, you have Social Security, you may have rental income, you may have a pension, you may have interest and dividend income, you may have K-1 income. So there's all kinds of different sources of income. The 4% rule applies just to one source.
If inflation is up, does that change the situation?
Well, you may need additional money, but again, you know, the 4% rule applies to your IRMDs on your retirement accounts. That's just one source of income. So, you know, we have to look at the totality, the big picture, and that's what I do. You know, it's a lot of different puzzle pieces that we have to put together, all those different puzzle pieces, to look at the big picture. And that's my goal, is to put those puzzle pieces together for you, with all the different sources of income you have, different savings that you've accumulated, 401ks, IRAs, 457s, 403bs, whatever it might have been during the course of your career, and look at all those different sources and making sure that, okay, you're going to take 4% out of that particular source, you know, but if you have $1 million saved in your 401k, let's say, just to use that as an example, you know, 4% is $40,000. So that's $40,000 of income from that one source. Then you have Social Security. Let's say you have $3,000 a month coming in Social Security. That's another $36,000. If you have interest and dividend income, if you have, say, rental income, or maybe you have a building or two or more, you know, we have to look at the totality of it to give it a really good look and see what your total need is as far as income is concerned. And are we going to be able to meet that need based on all the different sources you have?
So, I mean, basically, it sounds like what you're saying is if you hear that on the street about safely withdrawing 4% of your savings, that's not so bad because you're hearing a sound rule of thumb, at least, or a good starting point.
Exactly. Rule. It's a good, you know, rule of thumb. It's a good starting point, 4%. You know, because you don't want to, you know, you start taking out 10% a year, guess what? In 13 years, you're out of money.
Yeah.
So you have to really, you know, make sure that you have all those different sources of income. So you're not over, you know, taxing one particular source to account for the other income that you might not have. So it's really important to look at the, again, the big picture. That's what it's all about. It's the big picture to make sure that everything is going to run smoothly and that you're going to have all the income you're going to need for the rest of your life. That's what this is all about. When I put that report together for you, this is a lifetime report. It goes to age 100. So it's not just some 10 or 15 year report. This is a long-term plan that I'm putting together for you to make sure that your income, yes, is going to be there for you for the rest of your life. And it grows. Every year I want a little bit more, because even with your RMDs, the government requires you to take out a little bit more every year. Social Security, there's a cost of living escalator. You're going to get a little bit more Social Security every year. Yeah, they might take out a little bit extra for the Medicare Part B premium, but you're still going to see an increase in your overall Social Security benefit payment. So there's a lot of different things that we have to take into consideration when it comes to that. But yeah, if, you know, people say to me, "Oh yeah, then you know, you take out 4%, you're gonna run out of money." Well, you should be making 6 or 7% on your growth,
right?
So you overcome that distribution that you're going to have to take to make sure you have the necessary income to live comfortably and have that comfortable retirement that you've worked hard for.
So the right retirement planning infrastructure can make that safe or safer, then definitely. Marty will talk to you about that, even a spending plan, which is critical to have along with an income plan. Schedule with Marty a comprehensive review. You can call in and get on his schedule now, and this is at no cost, no obligation.
That's correct, Dave. So for the next 10 listeners who call in, my number is 888-519-9096. I do this at no cost or obligation. So keep that in mind when you call. And when you do call, you'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message. And after the show's over, my staff prints out a list of everybody who called, and I start calling you back to set up times to get together to make sure that you have a comfortable retirement. But so you have to call now. 888-519-9096 is my number. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate, because that's usually the hardest thing to get over is procrastination. 888-519-9096 is my number.
I mean, it's a really easy thing to do, too. Call in. And the process is this. You call into the show. Marty calls you back. His staff gives him a list of people to call back. So you may see a number you don't recognize. Likely could be Marty himself calling you back after the show to get scheduled to come in and meet with him. At no cost, no obligation. And it is a comprehensive review. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. It is Financial Safari with Marty Neville. And we are not done, Marty. One more thing.
Yes, sir. That's true. We have every week we get listener questions. They call in or they email me in and they ask questions. And we try to answer as many of them as possible. So after the break, we're going to answer a whole bunch of questions. Stay tuned.
Q&A with Marty Neville of Smart Money Solutions. That's Marty's firm. Marty's book is Retirement Smart America. Marty's website is smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Now, that is another way to schedule with Marty and reach out to with a question you would like Marty to answer on the show, as well as listen to the podcast. I mean, there are a bunch, 193 podcasts there. So you can scroll through, read the write-up on each, and decide which one you may want to listen to. It's listening on demand.
I guess I'm more popular than I thought, Dave.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's a lot. And, of course, you've been doing this show for years, too.
Yeah.
But, we'll call it Marty Neville On Demand. And Marty at SmartMoneySolutionsMN.com. Well, let's open with our first question of the segment. Ralph, are there any other benefits to contributing to a traditional IRA besides deductions? I don't qualify for deductions and would like to make a well-informed decision. I plan to retire in 2 years at age 67.
Well, you know, if your company has a 401k that you're working for, the contribution limits are dramatically higher on a 401k than a traditional IRA. Traditional IRA, it's $7,500 because you're over 50. So you can contribute $7,500 and deduct that off of your income tax return when you file. A 401k at work, the contribution limit is $30,500, which is $23,000, and an additional $7,500 on the catch-up provision. So the 401k is a total of $30,500 that you can contribute versus the $7,500 to a traditional IRA. So yes, you know, in most cases, a lot of people, because I do a lot of income tax, and the income tax season just ended, folks. Yes, hip, hip, hooray. The standard deduction is usually higher than any other deductions you might have, including your property taxes, including mortgage interest. So the standard deduction is usually higher than anything else, you know, charitable contributions, medical expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, that there you know, is no other benefit to contributing to an IRA. But again, if your company offers a 401k, you can max out that contribution, and that comes off of your income pre-tax. So, you know, think about that. If you make $100,000 a year and you contribute $30,500 to that that 401k, your actual taxable income is $69,500, not $100,000. So, if you're making the contribution to the traditional, if you're making contributions to the, you know, 401 Roth, obviously, your taxable income is still at $100,000, but it's worth having a discussion about. But yes, unfortunately, that would be a deduction on your income tax return, would be the contributions to a traditional IRA.
And you know, when we say forward-looking tax strategies with Marty, that's a great example of that. So, hey, Ralph, thank you so much. If you want to come in and talk more about this, you got 2 years till retirement. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Here's Scott. I'm 53, and I'm concerned that I'm not diversified enough. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's it. Should I look into real estate investments or precious metals? And thank you. I do appreciate your tips every week.
Well, it depends on, you know, if you want to buy precious metals, I'm a big proponent of those. I actually collect silver bullion, silver coins, silver bars. I'd be really careful about using one of those companies you see advertised on television that says, put your IRA in gold and put your IRA here. And the problem is what they're not telling you is the fees on those are extremely high. I had a client recently who had done that exact investment, and he went to get his money out, and the fees were 50%. So he lost 50% of his value because of the fees. So that's something you really have to do your due diligence and make sure that you understand what you're getting into and how you get out of it when the time comes. So, you know, it's really important to understand all the different nuances of those types of investment strategies that they advertise on television, because it could cost you dearly on that. You know, you have stocks. Well, I'm not a stock guy. That's not my area of expertise. The good news is you're 53. Presumably, you're going to be working for another 10, 12, 13 years, 14 years, whatever the case might be. So you have time to recover in the event that we're continuing to have this this correction that's going on. And believe me, in the next year or so, with all the crazy things that are happening with the election cycle and the unrest that's happening around the world, we're going to see some pretty wild swings in the market over the next several months and year.
And we have.
You know, yeah. One day it's down 500 points, the next day it's up 300 points. It's just, there's a lot of volatility and keep a close eye on it. Real estate, you know, real estate investments aren't bad. But you have to know what you're buying and the neighborhood you're buying in. You know, can you make sure you keep it rented? You know, what's your cash flow versus your expenses on real estate? It's just like any other business venture that you invest in. You want to know all the different expenses, property taxes, you know, what condition is the property in? Does it need a new roof all of a sudden? You know, so there's a lot to know. Are you going to manage it yourself? Are you going to have somebody else manage it? So there's a cost there too. If you have a management company come in and run things for you, collect the rents from the tenants. So something to take into consideration. But yes, I have a lot of clients who have a lot of real estate and they do very well with it. They have it as a well-oiled machine over the years that they've accumulated that type of properties, and something that's not a bad thing, but something you really, again, have to know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and as Marty said, too, in that be cautious about fees. In fact, Marty can actually point out fees when you meet with him you may not be aware of. 888-519-9096 for a comprehensive review opportunity with Marty. 888-519-9096, and at no cost, no obligation. Here is Brenda. What should I do with required minimum distribution funds after paying the taxes if there's currently no need for the funds and I would like for them to grow with limited risk?
You know, something that's interesting you asked that question, because I have a lot of clients that are in that situation where they really don't need the money when it comes to taking their RMDs from their retirement accounts. But obviously, you have to take those distributions to stay in compliance and make sure you don't have to pay any penalties. I have a lot of clients. What I've done, Brenda, is I've set up two accounts. I've set up an IRA account and a non-IRA account. And when they take their RMDs and their distributions, the money goes from the IRA account directly into the non-IRA account. So it doesn't miss a beat and it keeps growing. And I'm talking about annuities. So they have an indexed and a fixed index annuity product for each account. So they have an IRA annuity and they have a non-IRA annuity. And the money just transfers right over. It's automatic. I have it set up on auto pay, so it's automatically done. And they don't have to worry about being compliant and making sure that they take their distributions in a timely manner. But it automatically goes to the non-IRA account, and it keeps growing. So they're earning, 6.5-7% a minimum basis every single year on their money without skipping a beat. So, yes, I have a lot of clients in that situation, and it's easy to rectify that problem. And to me, it's not a problem. It's just a matter of setting it up properly to make sure that the money goes into where you want it to go. And there's no risk, and that's what you were looking for, is no risk, and that's exactly what I do.
We've only got a minute here for Robert, but he is concerned about approaching his 73rd birthday and those RMDs and the tax spike, and is there any way to avoid this?
Well, unfortunately, Robert, a lot of my clients, and I tell them this up front, is their biggest problem is going to be taxes in retirement. Don't forget, just about all of your income in retirement is taxable. From your Social Security being 85% of those benefits are taxable, the RMDs from your retirement accounts on your 73rd birthday, happy birthday to you. Your RMDs are 100% taxable. Social Security, again, if you have a pension is 97% taxable. Interest and dividend income is taxable. So, vast majority, unless you have a Roth, a vast majority of all your income is taxable. So it's all about managing it, and that's why I do a lot of my clients' taxes, so I can keep on top of it and help them manage that tax liability and keep the taxes to a minimum. So, take those RMDs in a timely manner. Give me a call, and we'll try and put together a plan that minimizes your taxes and increases your income to the best that we can.
And looking at your concerns, addressing those, part of that process with Marty, for that initial comprehensive review, you can schedule again now as we close the show. Call in and get on Marty's schedule at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. So for the last 10 listeners who call in at 888-519-9096, will just leave me a short message, and as we are leaving the air in a few minutes, I will be calling you back shortly. My staff is starting to print off a list of who called in, and I will be calling everybody back to set up time to get together and put together a custom-tailored plan just for you. So call me now, 888-519-9096, last chance this week. Or you can jot down the number and call me at your convenience. I'm happy to do reports for everybody who calls in. I love doing it. It puts a smile on your face too, because you know that your retirement's going to be a very good transition and a smooth transition, and you're going to be have a great quality of life in retirement. So call me now, 888-519-9096.
And I mean, here's how I see it, and I'm thinking if I come to you, Marty, and I don't really know, it's overwhelming, I don't know how to do this. It's like when you're trying to find the light switch, you're in the dark, and you finally find it. This sheds light on what your retirement could be. And it's good to know in that report that you could end up getting from Marty, which usually is an end result of that second get-together with Marty. This first one, though, very informative and a lot of questions, that opportunities for you to ask of Marty, for him to ask of you to better learn your situation.
I get that all the time, Dave, is people say, I'm confused. I don't understand it. I don't know what to do. And, I equate it to, if you're an engineer or you're an airline pilot, then I can't do your job and you can't do my job. So everybody's got their expertise in the field that they mm-hmm. that they've been working in. Let me take care of you the proper way, financially and with an estate plan and a tax plan.
Yeah, and Marty will take care of and give you a lot of information if you schedule 888-519-9096, and we'll see you next week on Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.